This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600. I'm your captain. I'm your captain. He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch, Thursday morning edition. Tomorrow's news tonight. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM 860 The Answer in Tampa, Florida, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, as well as across the Caribbean. Hello, AM 1000, and around the world via the Internet and streaming online, also via the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us from wherever they're listening to us from, to all of our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, and let's not forget, along with the Border Patrol, we have got security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and the National Guard, too, for keeping all of us free and safe, and to all the people that are working right now in the Third Watch, regardless of whatever it is you're doing, all the people out there that are hauling the goods for the coronavirus pandemic around the country, the truckers and the FedEx guys and UPS and all the air freight and all the train workers and all that, thanks very much for keeping America rolling along. And a special shout-out to everybody that works in the oil industry. Plus, don't forget to check out the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website. And we also can be found on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and on Twitter, at Captain's America. All right, well, let's go to the telephone line, and let me see. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Dennis from Largo.
Hi, Dennis. What's up?
Listen, I'm 73 years old, and I remember a lot. And this cheap praise that they lay it on top of the president, it's nothing to be taken seriously. Their purse strings are open, and there's billions of dollars to be had, and they're going to...
How about a trillion? How about a trillion to begin with?
Okay, a trillion.
Yeah.
That's what they're looking at. They're looking at what they can get their fingers into.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And, hey, don't bash them now. Pet them, give them a bone, and let's get going. I'm telling you, I don't trust them for 1 minute. It's cheap praise, and a leopard does not change its spots.
I agree.
That's all I got to say.
Thanks, Dennis. Keep on listening. Okay, Dennis, we appreciate him, and that's true. And again, what he's talking about, part of what he's talking about, is Ilhan Omar. I just posted it on my Facebook page, the article from Fox News, and I put down, here's my headline, I'm in shock. However, Ilhan Omar needs to be retired from Congress. The headline is, Ilhan Omar praises Trump's incredible response to coronavirus pandemic, a Fox News story. You can go there and you can read it. It's on my Matt Bruce page. But I'm telling you, you know, we got a lot of people on the other side of the aisle now praising the president. But like Dennis said, they're trying to get stuff. The stimulus package that's coming that we've all heard about in the last couple of days could be as much as $1 trillion. Now, some of that would be in the form of money paid to people that have been laid off, one-time payment and then a second-time payment, one in April and one in May is what I heard yesterday. I've heard different numbers attached to it. I've heard $1,000. I've heard $2,500, and I've heard $4,500. But I think the people that need it the worst are probably the business people who have pretty much had to shut down their business because they're engaged in something where they either have a sit-down restaurant or something where people come in, walk in. Yeah, how about an auto parts store? You ever been to an auto parts store? And you go in there, the pretty good sized ones, and you can have 25, 30 people in there wandering around, buying parts, looking and stuff that's not uncommon. Well, now supposedly, it's down to 10, or it's down to half the capacity of whatever the size is with the restaurant. I guess it all depends on where you're at and what you're doing. But the thing of it is we need to get something straight. And by the way, good morning, Roger P. Shulman. I just saw he just showed up down there. So he's here. He took a few days off to make sure that he was okay. And he is. So now he's back again. And Roger will be heard on my local stations here, 6 o'clock with the morning news. Now, the other thing is the leaked virus contingency plan is warning that this crisis could last into next year. And the thing of it is we're trying to get on top of this as best we can. We all know that. And the military, with all of their research laboratories, with all of their mobile equipment, with all of the stuff that they've been able to hand out there to the civilian areas, the ventilators and whatnot, and more coming, I might add, and two mass units being set up in my backyard down here in Florida, one going to Orlando, one going to Ocala. That's to help out the hospital so that they don't get overloaded, just like the hospital ships. We talked about that and what they were going to be used for. They're not going to be used for coronavirus patients. They're going to be used for regular patients, regular hospital patients, trauma patients and the like, so that the hospitals can do what they need to do with the coronavirus patients. And Cousin Vinny is chiming in here. Let's see. What are you saying there, Cousin? Cousin Vinny. Oh, by the way, we got quite a group in the chat room tonight there, so I don't trust her. Okay, he's saying he doesn't trust Elon Omar. Well, who would? Who would? But anyway, we're coming right back, and if you want to opine, the number is 877-969-8600. 877-969-8600. And we'll talk to you right after the break. Don't go anywhere, Kathy Curtis. Take us to the break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going to stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor. Now, you know, you say you're in pain. Well, if you're not a teenager anymore, that's not a surprise. Truth is, aging, exercise, and everyday living can create some pain. And that's why I want to tell you that Relief Factor can be a real answer to your situation. How do I know? Because it's worked for me for 3 years and 11 months. And once you get your pain under control, you get to move a little bit more, you get to walk, maybe even run, might play some golf, do some tennis, might go see a baseball game or a hockey game or whatever else, and you're able to be more active. And guess what? Sleep? Oh yeah, you can sleep through the night when you're not in pain. That's very good for you, because sleep is good. And yep, you get out of pain. But as a result, you can start being active again, and that's good. That's good for you. That's good for your family. It's good for your friends. Good for your better half, whatever. And I will tell you that the 3-week quick start that's offered by Relief Factor for only $19.95 is the start. Now, over 80% of the people that try that here on this program stick with it. So, I want you to go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, or you can give them a call at 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384. Tell them the captain sent you to get that $19.95 quick start and see if you can get yourself out of pain like thousands and thousands of other people, myself included, have. All right, to the telephone lines we go. Good morning, Captain's America Third Watch. What's your name and where are you calling from?
This is Marilee. I'm calling from Clearwater, Florida.
Hello, and what's on your mind?
What's on my mind is what these extreme restrictions and quarantines are doing to our country.
Mm-hmm.
I think it is wrong. I think we are sacrificing our young people for our elderly. I am 77 years old. I am willing to risk getting the coronavirus and possibly dying from it in order to save the young people who are being put out of work now, and their lives are being changed immeasurably. We are sacrificing our young people for our old people.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that there will be more murder of families because the young people feel like, I cannot go on There's no way I can help my family. They will murder their children and themselves, and the suicide rate will go up. Some of this is just wrong. We are killing our country for the sake of some people, and it's, the concern is for the elderly. I'd be willing to bet that there are thousands, maybe even millions, of elderly like me who would be willing to sacrifice their life for the lives of the young people and this country.
Mm-hmm. I don't disagree with you. Okay, well, thank you very much, my dear, and we appreciate that. Now, let me just tell you something here. I want you to think about the possible opportunities that America is going to have after this crisis passes, and it too will pass. This, and according to the young lady who just called, this should be a major wake-up call to America. It's way overdue. I don't believe it's too late. And if you think that this is all about a virus, well, it's not. It's about our freedom, our national security, and we've been letting it slip away for many decades. People used to joke about, well, there's Clinton again, sold another secret to the Chinese. Sure. But it's about time Americans look around and realize it's time to step up and make our country strong and independent again, and we can do it, and we can keep it going, because we've got to take control of our own future. China and many other foreign countries have been robbing our country of our great resources. Think about this for a minute. Why on earth, when we can produce everything we want for ourselves, why and how did we ever allow our medical prescription production to wind up in China? Well, I know what the drug company said, because Bristol Myers used to be right up there in Syracuse, now right around the corner from where the fire station was I was stationed at, and I remember when they moved out. And it was a shock, and they went to China. Cheap labor. Cheap labor. Well, let's bring that stuff back. If you don't want to bring it back to the United States and labor is the problem, okay, send it down to Mexico. But get it over here in our hemisphere. Panama, Costa Rica. Hell, Aruba. But get it over here in our hemisphere. It's certainly a lot cheaper, transportation-wise, to get it here to the United States from that short a distance than it is to have to send it all the way in from China. But we can no longer remain just a country of consumers. We are a producer and should be of all of our goods. We should be energy independent. Not worry about what the world does with oil. We'll just keep doing what we do on our own end here. And what we've done is we've allowed our countries to threaten our freedom and our security. And I still believe, and I will continue to say, that America's best days are still ahead of us. And I'm all in on this one. And I hope you'll join me, and you'll be there too. Because we've got a great leader, a great president. They're praising him. They're singing his praises because they all want something. And like that one caller, Dennis in Largo, called a few minutes ago and said, they want their piece of the pie. They see the money. They see the $1 trillion. They're talking about $1 trillion. And oh, by the way, here's another country heard from. I'm using that as an expression. Elizabeth Warren and Ayanna Pressley have joined together to say that the coronavirus funding package must, include student loan debt cancellation. What the hell does that have to do with the coronavirus? Nothing. But yet, to appease the far, far, far left, give it all to me free group, they got to throw that in there. To that I say, good luck. Because we need to take care of the people that are losing their jobs, as the lady said that just called a minute ago here. We need to take care of the people that are losing their jobs. We need to take care of the business people that are going to be put out of business because, guess what? They can't open up their dining room. They can't have people at their concert, their nightclub, whatever the situation might be, where they've cut back on the number of people that can be where and attending what they're doing and this, that, and the other. So there you go. But think about that for a minute. It's all about common sense, and it's all about America. And we can do this. We don't have to stand here and doom and gloom it and get mad at each other and say, oh, no, I'm not doing this, I'm not doing that. Well, you know, we need to work together on this, but we need to be practical about it. And the people that need the help need to get it. The people that don't need the help don't need it. You're not going to be sending $1,000 or $500 or $15 or $2 or whatever the number is to somebody who's got more money than God, a millionaire or a billionaire, are you? When they say, we're going to give everybody $1,000. No, you're not. No, you're not. Because I know people that don't need the money under any circumstances. And so do you. So therefore, if the money gets sent to them, send it back if you don't need it. Or give it to a charity if you don't need it. Give it to a charity. I'm just curious to see how the heck they're going to do this and what the guidelines are. To me, that's all the difference in the world as to what's going to happen. And we just don't know yet. I mean, we haven't really seen the proposals. They're working on them as we speak. But there's legislation that's going to be headed to the House to be decided on there and then sent back to the Senate and see if they can make heads or tails out of it. And the package itself should be around $1 trillion. Is what we're hearing, for all of this to be in there. Now, President Trump has said that we're going to do whatever it takes to help out these people so they don't lose their businesses, so they don't lose their homes, so they don't lose their family. Because, again, when times get tough and finances always seem to be a part of it, people sometimes go off the deep end and they can't stand it anymore and they commit suicide. It is just the way it happened. And I do know from my experience years ago in the fire service that we used to have times, especially around holidays, when people would be depressed for one reason or another. And they would they'd just go out and take an overdose of pills or whatever, and that'd be the end of it. And I certainly hope that doesn't happen this time around. You got to believe in the American dream here, folks. We are the greatest country on the planet Earth, on which I want to be a part of, and you do too. So checking out early is not an option. Just is not an option. Well, anyway, this is the Captain's America Third Watch. We're going to take a look at the military report. We're going to take a look at some military units when we come back. So don't go anywhere. I got a lot more coming your way.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump has invoked the Defense Production Act. It allows the government to order the production of needed material, this time medical equipment, that's necessary to handle the expected onslaught of hospital cases across the country due to the coronavirus. He's invoking the emergency powers to steer private companies toward producing critical supplies, like masks and ventilators. It's also helping to boost virus testing capacity. He's comparing the effort to measures taken during World War II.
And now it's our time. We must sacrifice together.
The Senate has sent him a bill that would guarantee sick leave to those who have the virus. Mitch McConnell says they're working on a massive relief package that could approach $1 trillion.
We aren't leaving until we deliver it.
Florida Republican Congressman Mario Diaz-Blart is the first known member of Congress to test positive for the virus. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Indeed it is. In this edition of our military and veterans news, brought to you by our good friends at the National Aviation Academy. Now keep in mind, the National Aviation Academy has two locations to better serve you. We'll tell you all about where they're at and what they're up to right after we let them tell you about themselves, coming up right about now.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, we know that more and more young people are not headed straight off to college from high school. As a matter of fact, many have chosen to go through the technical school or vocational school route, if you will, to learn a trade that in most cases will in fact not pay them the kind of money they think they're going to get. Because when you come out of those technical true schools, and let's say you're a welder, a plumber, an electrician, a carpenter. Maybe you're a skilled equipment operator or a heavy equipment operator or even a truck driver or other jobs. Many of those jobs are going to be union because the place schools that you went to are tied up with union locations where they hire you and put you in the union and they give you a job, which is all good. But what they don't tell you is you're going to start out as an apprentice for at least a year. And you're not going to start out at full scale. You're going to start out at 80%. We call them 80%ers. Not uncommon. Now, that's okay if that's what you want to do, but let me just tell you that if you want the opportunity to work 40 hours a week and make about $60,000 a year to start, and maybe even more depending on your God-given ability, then you need to check out the National Aviation Academy and see what it's like to become an aviation maintenance tech. Now, aviation maintenance techs are in high demand right now. Aircraft, as you might well know, some of it being parked because of the travel restrictions. And this is when they go in and they take a look at the engines and they take a look at the electronics, and they take a look at the avionics and all the different things that are tied up with the aircraft, and it's when they need all hands on deck, which includes a whole bunch of aviation maintenance techs. So if you were around right now and you were working for somebody that did that sort of thing, guess what? You could be right in the middle of it making a lot of big money. So I want you to check them out online by going to the website naa.edu. That's naa.edu. And after you're done with that, how about giving them a call? 800-659-2080. That number again, 800-659-2080. And ask to take the tour of their facility. Now, they've got two facilities, one in Concord, Mass., outside Boston, and the other one is right here in Clearwater, Florida, on the west side of Tampa Bay. So there you go. National Aviation Academy, NAA.edu. You'll be glad you did. I'll tell you that right now. You will be glad you did. Now, we've got the military nurse advice line. Some of you out there, some of you veterans and some of you active duty military know what that is because you've tried to call in on it and you've either been stuck on hold for an hour or two or whatever. Well, they understand, the DOD, that the Defense Health Agency that began asking beneficiaries to speak with a nurse before seeking medical treatment for a possible COVID, COVID-19 infection, they were told to call the Military Systems Nurse Advice Line, which has been flooded, swamped with calls, causing wait times of up to 2 hours just to get to a nurse. Well, the shortcut is to do it online. To go online. And all you got to do is Google the Nurse Advice Line from the Defense Health Agency. Either do it through Defense Health Agency and then subparagraph it, Nurse Advice Line, and you'll get the information that way. Because in some areas it might be different. So there you go. Now, with the number of cases of the novel coronavirus, COVID-19, continuing to grow around the country and the globe, lawmakers are considering how best to cut down on the spread of the disease. And the measures have taken some citizens and service members wondering whether or not martial law is going to be declared. I say no. That would be where the military comes in and they go out in the streets and you don't go anywhere. They tell you to stay in your home. They tell you to stay in your area, this, that, and the other. Guess what? That's where you're staying because your road will be blocked. And I'm not even suggesting for a second that something like that is going to happen because I don't think so. I could be wrong, but that's my thought. Now, perhaps the most sensitive group in the U.S. military, the Strategic Command, currently has no cases of COVID-19 at its Nebraska headquarters. And there are none among its Navy and Air Force component commands in the field either, according to Admiral Charles Richard. That's what he said. And a federal government plan to combat the coronavirus warned policymakers last week that a pandemic could last 18 months or longer and could include multiple waves resulting in widespread shortages that would strain consumers in the nation's healthcare system. Well, that's kind of like the doomsday forecast, and guess who's putting that out there? The New York Times. That, to me, tells me all I want to know when the New York Times puts out a story like that. So there you go. And the other thing is, when you talk about the reference to the military and the health into the military and the National Guard, the main thing the military is doing right now is they're making all of their labs available to test civilians for coronavirus, and they're donating millions of medical masks to the Health and Human Services, which is something that they need. 14 different testing labs are being used right now by the country. And the military is doing their thing, as we all knew they would from the beginning, because this is some of the stuff that you're trained to do. We used to call it germ warfare. That's what we called it years ago, germ warfare. It's not too far from it, though, is it? What's going on? Also, troops are safer in the field, how about that, than being on base in the barracks when it comes to the coronavirus. They're finding out the troops in the 101st Airborne, training and hitting the gym, staying out in the field away from their barracks, are much healthier off than their compadres who are sitting in the barracks right now. That's a pretty good deal there. By the way, the U.S. Army is seeking to power its brigades using electric and hybrid sources in order to break free of the burden of fuel and disposable batteries that bog down its logistics and fail to limit the mobility and research and reach that they have. That comes from a general with the Army Futures Command. And the Bradley replacement tank. They were going to replace the Bradley with another tank. Well, the U.S. Army has received praise for its innovative approach for modernizing the force through its new four-star command, which reached full operational capability earlier this year. But there's still skepticism about replacing the Bradley. Replace it with what, I say? That's what a lot of other people are saying, too. Alrighty. Coming back, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, will be with us. And I can only imagine what he's going to be talking about today, but we'll get into it. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. And we shall return.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and...
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. Let me tell you about the hidden gem of Bradenton, bringing you this portion of the program, my conversations with Chris Markowski, namely Mixon's Groveside Cafe, located inside Mixon's Fruit Farms retail store. Now, they are definitely the best-kept secret in Bradenton, but every time I open my mouth, they're not, because they get a bunch of people to go there, and that's what we want to do. Let me tell you, you want to try a good sandwich? Go there and try the Captain's Club. You are going to love it. You are going to love it. It's up on the menu, Captain's Club. And they've also got the Mixon's renowned Cuban sandwich, Grandma's pot roast. They got the BLT sandwich with the apple whipped bacon stocked high and tall. They've got the forklift burger. You're going to love that. The Superman sub, the nightclub sub. They've got salads if you like salads for the ladies. They've also got soup if you want a bowl of soup. Chili, they make chili on just about every day. But the best part is Chris Markowski's favorite, and that is the orange swirl ice cream for dessert. You get it in a cup or you get it in a cone, one or two scoop. So, Chris Markowski, what say you, one or two scoops today?
Oh, boy. You know, actually, I wish I had some yesterday, because I don't really have ice cream much anymore, because I'm always on a diet, but Yesterday, I treated myself to a little bit, and I wish I had some orange swirl.
Maybe I can send some up to you sometime, because I got a freezer pack or something like that. We'll see. The New York Stock Exchange, reportedly, is going to shut the trading floors on Monday after two of their people were testing positive for this coronavirus this week. What's that all about?
No, there wasn't a positive test. There was a couple people that were showing symptoms. But yeah, just to get into the stock exchange, now they take your temperature on your way in, and it doesn't mean anything. The stock exchange is not really a stock exchange. It's basically a soundstage. Think of it that way, where a lot of media people have a backdrop of the stock exchange, and it's not like it was, 20, 30 years ago, where there was, tons of specialists running around all over the place. Almost all the stock exchange volume is done electronically. So it doesn't change anything. Business as usual.
Now, wait till you hear this one. Have you been to a computer store lately?
No, I have not.
Try to find a laptop. Laptops are selling out. They are the hottest commodity in the computer world right now because of all the telecommuting going on.
Yeah, I can imagine. I can. I'm waiting to hear what's going to happen with my kids in school and whether or not they're going to start taking classes from home very shortly. I guess we're waiting because we're supposed to go back. Andrew Cuomo said that the schools are closed until April 1st. We're going to see whether or not that's going to hold. Hopefully it doesn't. Hopefully they go back to school April 1st and we won't have to worry about it. But it's a concern of mine right now. I said, my kids, we have different school calendar than Florida does, and then most of the areas around the country do. I mean, my kids have only gotten two report cards. They have a lot of work to do before they have to finish, and this work needs to be accomplished, before you can do it. I mean, you need to learn your pre-calc before you take calc. So, these are important classes that they've got to get to at some point in time.
So then your kids each have to have a laptop computer, is that right?
Well, yeah, they have laptops, so they're fine.
Okay, because some houses they'd be sharing one, but that'd be kind of a hard way to do their homework, I would think, right?
But the thing is that even Google now, their Google Chrome computers, they practically give those things away. And many schools are actually utilizing those. I think my daughter's grade, the freshman class, the first one, they gave the entire school a Google Chrome laptop, so she's got one already.
Now, the president signed the first coronavirus aid bill into law with paid sick leave. He did that last night. And I believe that was about $46 billion. And everybody said, well, I thought it was $200 billion. Well, there's a series of bills that are coming across the president's desk. I think the next one's $100 billion. But
it was over a trillion.
Okay, the next one's a trillion. I thought the next one was $100 billion from last week.
I thought that whole thing through. The next thing is that we're going to the $500 billion in checks that they want to send out.
And I want to ask you about that because the $500 billion in checks is going to be based on income and family size. Is that my understanding?
Yeah, it could be electronically done via the IRS very, very quickly. I don't know what the parameters are going to be with that. I don't know how much money it's going to be. I mean, originally was $1,000. Actually, was $2,000. I don't know. What I'm here to say, and I know it's not going to may not sit well with a lot of your listeners. This is not enough, and it's not good. It might be a little help for a short period of time. We're not going to see any sort of change in the way the markets are operating at all. Until we start making some difficult choices as a country and say, you know what, we're going to shut down, we're going to flatten the curve, we're going to give it a month. We're going to give it a month, we're going to give it 45 days. But you have to give some certainty to small businesses out there. We cannot shut down the country for 2 months, 3 months. Just cannot linger for months because when we come back, more than half of American businesses, small businesses, which is the lifeblood of this country, will be gone. And that's just the reality. So I'm sorry, okay? We're going to have to make some difficult decisions. If you're somebody that is at risk of getting this, you're going to have to self-quarantine. I find it fascinating to me, and I know I don't want to upset, the senior citizens out there. I've got two parents that are senior citizens. My mother-in-law, I've got, I get that. If you're at risk, you're going to have to take the steps. This country has no problem at all telling 18, 19, 20-year-olds to go fight in some desert hellhole somewhere and die for this country.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? There's going to have to be some sacrifices on the other end of this spectrum here. And if it's, you're going to have to self-quarantine, you're going to have to do that. Because what we're going to wake up with, Matt, is no more country.
Yeah.
Your cash is not going to be worth anything. Your stock's not going to be worth anything. There's not going to be an America anymore.
Yep.
You cannot shut down a capitalist society
nope.
for months.
I totally agree with you. That's why I don't think this thing will go more than 2 months, period, if it goes that long. By the way, Elizabeth Warren and Ayanna Pressley came out yesterday, and they were all in favor of the coronavirus funding, but they said, however, this must include the complete student loan debt cancellation.
Yeah, they start trying to throw things, you know, like that in there as well. The kids are not worried about the student loans right now. They're worried about going back to work.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, when I was 21 years old and I first went to New York and I was working on Wall Street for the first time, was not making enough money. I was waiting tables and bartending to help make ends meet.
Yep.
If something like this came along, I would have had to go home. Okay, and that would have changed everything. There's people out there that are not going to work. That is what people care about right now. So the president has to, at some point in time, I know, we've got to flatten out the curve. I get that. So you allow the medical facilities to catch up and build more ventilators and do the things that are necessary. But, you know, whether it be 30 days, whether it be 45 days, say, okay, we're going back to work. And if everybody has to wear gloves for a period of time and have to be extra cautious for a period of time, fine, we'll do that, okay? But it has to be done. It has to be done. You cannot shut all of these businesses down. They won't open up restaurants and florist shops and limo drivers. You got to understand, they don't have months of cash on hand to stay afloat and pay rent. They don't.
Do you remember the Jesse Smollett case in Illinois, Chicago?
Yes.
The prosecutor who dropped the charges on him, remember that?
Yes.
George Soros and his foundation gave her $2 million for her campaign this week.
Oh, I'm surprised there even anybody running over there. I mean, guess it was her lucky day.
Yeah, I saw that, and I said, I got to mention this to you. By the way, the other guy, remember the former Massachusetts Governor Bill Weld, who was running against Donald Trump on the Republican side?
Yeah, clown.
He's gone.
Yeah,
he's
shocker.
Gone. Yep, he bowed out yesterday with a warning to the president about the deficit, that we can't keep jacking the deficit out of sight, which I think you and I have been talking about a deficit for ever since you and I have been on the radio.
Yeah. Again, and it's something that we're going to have to deal with because, again, we're writing a lot of checks now, and if you think that tax revenue is coming into the Treasury at this point in time, it's not. So, again, we got to deal with this, but the only way we're going to get to keep the country is quite honestly, we got to get back to work. We have to set a date and say, you know what, we're going back to work on this date, and that's what it has to be.
And here's your joke for the day. President Joe Biden, in an email to his supporters, calls himself President Joe Biden. That's the way he signed it.
Yeah, he also was telling the president to do things yesterday that he had already done.
Yeah.
All right,
we'll talk to you tomorrow morning, my friend.
You got it.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, and I'll be right back coming up with Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. He'll be on, and I'm sure he'll have something to say. Be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.